Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 4. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Movie previews can be dangerous. You go to the theater for a film, but then the previews start. And one of them looks so good, you find yourself thinking, "Wait, why am I here for this movie? I want that one." That's a little like what happened to Peter on the mountain. Jesus' face shone like the sun. His clothes were bright as light. Moses and Elijah appeared. It was a glimpse of glory, a preview of heaven. So Peter said, "It is good for us to be here." He even offered to build shelters so they could stay. But Peter wanted the glory without the suffering. He wanted Jesus shining and without the cross. And honestly, don't we? We love the part of faith that feels uplifting. Peace, joy, hope, blessings. But when life gets heavy, when grief comes, when fear rises, when our prayers don't seem answered, then we start longing for a quick escape. We want mountaintop moments. We want out of the valley. We want the preview to become the whole story. But Jesus didn't stay on the mountain. He came down. Because the glory Peter saw could only be ours if Jesus first went to the cross. And he did, for you. Here's the comfort. When Jesus came down, he didn't come down away from his disciples. He came down with them, into the crowds, into the mess, into the hard days, into the valley. So if life feels low right now, don't assume Jesus is far. The Savior who shines with glory is the same Savior who walks beside you in pain. He has not left you. He knows the valley, and he will bring you through it. The preview, heaven, is coming for all those who put their faith in Jesus as their Savior. And right now, Jesus walks with you in the middle of real life because he came down the mountain. Lord Jesus, when I want comfort without struggle, remind me that you came down the mountain and went to the cross for me. Give me strength to follow you, trusting your love. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.